So, kind of curious, I see that she had, I guess, BRCA testing or genetic testing. How long does it take to get back? And you wait until you get it back? And at what age do you do that?
Yeah, so we offer genetic testing to almost anybody with breast cancer who's interested in genetic testing now. The criteria for testing certainly have broadened with the use of panel testing, and we're identifying women that do have inherited predisposition genes that don't really meet the standard NCCN criteria for going to testing. So we do quite a bit of testing among all ages of women, but certainly in the triple negative young patient, we're concerned about possibly a BRCA mutation. So we offer these patients panel testing. In this patient, it would be a more abbreviated panel because we really are looking for those high penetrance genes. And that usually takes about 10 days turnaround time for us to get the first sort of abbreviated panel of the most likely genes to be involved. And then if there's an indication to go on to further testing after that, then that sort of extended panel does take a couple of more weeks. So if in a patient who the patient feels confident that if she has a mutation that she's going to elect a different surgical procedure, then we will wait that 10 days to 2 weeks for that result to come back. If the patient says, "I'm not confident that I would change my mind about my surgery, I may need more time to think about it," then we may go on to surgery before that result comes back. But in general, it takes us a couple of weeks to get our patients into the operating room anyway, so we have that window to get the first panel back of the most commonly mutated genes. And certainly in someone receiving preoperative therapy, you have several months to get that information back and for the patients to process it and determine how it's going to impact their thinking about their surgical management.